Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form a deeper connection to yourself, to others, and to every aspect of your life so that you can craft the better life that you want. Today we're going to be talking about another task from stage 8, which is connecting to your reality by designing your future. This is an exciting and fun exercise. It should be exciting and fun. As we get started today, a big shout out to new listeners in both Kelowna, Alaska and Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited that you've joined us. If you have thoughts, questions, and ideas, please use the link in the show notes. That'll take you to the community page at CatherineColleen.com where you can scroll down. There's a little form there you can use. Tell me where you're from, how I can help. Let me know how this process is going for you. I get messages in from all over the world, and it's so exciting, and I absolutely love it. It comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. I'm going to be sharing some of these soon on the podcast and on the website, anonymously, of course. So be on the lookout for that. It'll be a lot of fun to see how this is going for everybody. Okay, so designing your future. This is fun. This is exciting. So the time has come when you're in stage 8. This is the perfect time to start designing what you want your life to be like. So why now? Why do we do this in stage 8? At this point, your ideology should be based on principles. And an ideology based on principles is very stable. And so now you have a stable ideology. Your emotional scars are largely healed. And you're likely ready to focus on fulfillment and purpose rather than ego and impulse. And this is why this is a good time to focus on your future. So it's not to say that you shouldn't get that dream car if you can pay cash for it, but you'll find that designs that further your purpose are easily granted, whereas requests that further your ego and insecurities are either easily denied or they just kind of serve to make you even more insecure. So as always, be aware of the emotional roots of your choices as you make this design. You want to design your life from a place of peace, love, joy, adventure, and other positive emotions. Why? Because whatever you do will multiply the emotion at the root of it. So if you do something out of fear, if you make a choice out of fear, the result will multiply your fear. If you make a choice out of joy, the result will multiply your joy. That's why. So you want to make sure that you're designing your life from a place of positive emotions. Joy, love, peace, adventure, whatever you like. Just keep it positive. So let's begin. This should be a fun and joyous exercise, and an exercise that you're going to want to revisit pretty often. So I want you to consider all aspects of your life. Your mental life, your emotional life, your intellectual life, physical, career, relationships, your daily schedule, your financial situation, the kinds of experiences you'd like to have, opportunities you'd like to have. Every single aspect of your life is up for design. What does your ideal life look like? Now, your ideal life isn't going to look like necessarily like somebody else's ideal life. There's all kinds of people in this world. They want all kinds of different things. But I want you to be very, very specific and brutally honest about your ideal life. Even if what you want sounds unreasonable, many things are easier than you think. And it may not be a goal that is particularly outlandish or particularly impressive. That's okay too. For some people, the ideal life is just, you know, I want to work a job in that industry over there, and I want to work 40 hours a week, and I want to come home, and I want to have my family and a little house, and that's my ideal life. That's okay. Some people have grandiose visions, and that's okay too. And some don't, and that's okay too. Now, your ideal life may not look like something that your family or friends would approve of. This is when it gets hard. And this is when you have to be really brutally honest. That's what I'm talking about, being really, really honest here. If you honestly feel compelled to work in an industry or do a job or make a move that you feel that your friends and family, or perhaps that you know outright that your friends and your family would disapprove of, things can get a little bit sticky. See, your definition of the ideal life may not look like the standard definition of success that we're all handed by our parents or in school. And that's okay. I don't want you to design the life that you were told to want. I want you to design the life that makes your soul sing. Now that's a life. Design the life that makes your whole being just burst forth with energy and makes your heart feel full to overflowing. That's the life you want to design. And I can hear you now, but my parents won't approve. Okay. And? Now, if you are financially dependent on someone, be it your parents or someone else, then yeah, you're kind of stuck. If you're financially dependent on someone, you are a slave to them. And so, yeah, you are going to have to take into account what they would disapprove of or approve of. So the first thing I would do is get yourself financially independent from them so that you don't have to worry about what they approve of or disapprove of. And if it comes to a point where you're implementing some of these changes, and your friends or your family, they get upset with you, just remind them that you love them. Don't stoke the drama. Don't cause the drama, but certainly don't feed the drama. Just so, let me give you an example. Because we see this a lot when you have a teenager, 18, 19, 20, young 20s, depending on the parents, even sometimes the 30s, 40s, where they've decided to make a career change. And this career change does not make mom and dad happy. Because mom and dad had all these expectations for them and all these pressures that they've put on them. And you've got to do it this way. And so they go to mom and dad and they say, I'm going to change careers and go do this other thing. And mom and dad get really upset and angry. No, you're not. God damn it, you're going to do what I tell you to do. But at this point, the child is no longer financially dependent on the parents. If you're that child, what should you do? Well, at this point, that child is a full-grown adult who's financially independent. You shouldn't cause any drama and go, oh, damn it, I'm going to do what I want. I know that might feel good momentarily, but bring peace to it, bring love to it, and just go, I love you, Mom and Dad. I think y'all are so awesome. And then change the subject and move on. And this is a wonderfully disarming technique to anybody who's going, you can't do that. You can't do that. Just go, I love you. You're awesome. Or if it's just a friend and saying I love you would be awkward, you can say something equivalent like, I love having you as a friend. You're so awesome. And then change the subject. So what you've done is you've given them some validation and they won't know what to do with that. So they'll just sit there confused for a minute, go, okay. And they'll just kind of let the subject change. And then you change the subject. And then ultimately you go do whatever you want anyway. Now, granted, this is a lot easier in some countries than it is in others. In the U.S., this is very, very easy. Get on your own money and go do whatever you want. What are you waiting for? So I want you to design your life, recognizing that implementing your ideal life may have a few bumps in the road, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Just think about how amazing it would feel if you get there. Write it all down. And this is key. There's something magic about writing it down. Then for each element of your ideal life, I want you to research what it would take to make it happen. You don't have to make a move right this minute, but I want you to go just do some research and find out what would it take to make that happen. And I don't want you to take any one person's word on the matter. I want you to study it from all sides on your own and talk to as many experts as you can find if that's what's needed. And then start making it happen. Make a small move. Let's say you want to change industries. What do I need to do? You do the research. Oh, maybe you need to go get some education. Or maybe you need to come up with a business idea. Or maybe you need to network yourself to where you have connections in that industry. Just start small, but start making a move in that direction towards your ideal life, whatever it is. And don't forget to include aspects of your physical self, of your mental self, your emotional and intellectual self. What about your finances? The first thing that a lot of people will throw in there, I want to be a billionaire. Well, sure you do. And of course, it's entirely possible. But make sure, again, quick reminder, make sure you address the emotional roots of why you want what you want. And be really, really honest about what you really want. And build that ideal life. And start making the moves to turn it into reality. Of course you can do it. Of course you can. Get creative. Do the research. Do the work. Make it happen. All right, as usual, that's some pretty big homework. So that'll keep you busy for a little while. Send in your thoughts and comments and let me know how this is going for you. Let me know what I can do to help, what questions I can answer. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.